Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Beis. Chulin Kuf Beis, we are on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, about five lines up from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan, as we are on the second to last daf of Perek Yid Hanasha. Medashem, tomorrow, Erev Yom Kippur, we finish up the Perek, and on Yom Kippur Ba'atzma, we start Kalabasar, Medashem, the next Perek. Okay, Medashem, but today we have Kuf Beis in front of us. Tana Rabbana, and it says the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa, in a Tosefta, Eiver Min Hachai. We have been talking about Gidhan Asha, whether Gidhan Asha applies to kosher, non-kosher animals. We had a Machlokas in the Mishnah, and today we're going to discuss other Isurim as well. Eiver Min Hachai, does that apply to kosher and non-kosher animals, or only kosher animals? So the same parallel machlokas that we have by Gidhan Asha. Eiver Min Hachai noig bibehema chaya v'of, bein tmein bein tahorim, divrei Rebbe Yehuda v'Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Elazar hold that Eiver Min Hachai applies to all animals, even non-kosher animals. V'chachamim omrim, eino noig ela b'tahorim. The chachamim say no, only kosher animals. Non-kosher animal, v'chachamim seemingly hold that it's only an isser of non-kosher, but it's not an isser of Eiver Min Hachai. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Vishnei and Mikud Echad Darshu. Rabbi Yochanan says they both darshu in the same pasuk to get to their opinion. Again, why Gidhan Asha? It was a svara machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda said that, oh, Bnei Yaakov or Nasar. And the Chacham answered back and said, B'siyar Nemar, Al-Shanachta B'Komo. But Rabbi Yochanan says it's based on darshuning a pasuk. Vishnei and Mikud Echad Darshu. They both darshu in the same pasuk. Rak, Chazak, Levilti Achol Hadam, Ki Adam Hu Anefesh. The one has to be careful not to eat the blood, because ki adam hu anefesh, dam is anefesh. Many times in the Torah we are warned about against eating blood. Rashi quotes Chazal earlier in the Torah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu warns us so much about eating blood, we're not going to eat blood anyway. And yet, there are so many warnings. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that he wants to give us extra schar about the actions that we are going to do anyway, right? Similar to tomorrow's mitzvah, tomorrow being the only weekday of the year that there is a mitzvah daraisa to eat. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're going to eat anyway, so he gives us a chesed, he makes it into a mitzvah. Right? Similar to the issur of blood, according to that chazal. But he knows we're not going to eat the blood anyway, but he makes it into a mitzvah in order to give us schar. Of course, the other suggestion of why there's an issur of dam is like, if items that we aren't so into, if blood, which we don't normally eat, yet the Torah has to warn us, it must be that we would have some type of taiva for it at some point. Kol shekein, items that we naturally have taivas for, we have to be careful. Okay, but either way, the first chazal is similar to tomorrow's mitzvah. So says Rabbi Yochanan, the isser is that one should not eat the blood, because the blood is the nefesh. And right after that it says, lo sochal nefesh ma'basar. Don't eat the nefesh with the basar, which is the ashara for Eiver Min Hachai. If you could Rashi on top. Lo sochal mimenu ba'od shahanefesh imo. That's what we darshan. Don't eat the nefesh with the basar. Don't eat it while the nefesh is still on it, in it. And that's while the animal is still alive. And that's the makar for Eiver Min Hachai. We'll talk about, isn't the makar from Parshas Bereishis? Isn't it one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? Hashem will note that later. But that is the psukim. So that is that. These two psukim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Savi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, hold. Call we darshan the connection between the isser of eating dam and the isser of Eiver Min Hachai. So the first two opinions hold. Kol sha'ata mitzuva al damo, ata mitzuva al evarav. Whatever animal that you are mitzuva not to eat its blood, you are also mitzuva not to eat Eiver Min Hachai from those animals. Vahani tmeyanami, and therefore non-kosher animals as well. Since you are commanded not to eat their blood, that's the parallel between the isser of eating blood and the isser of Eiver Min Hachai. They are parallel in that they both apply to non-kosher animals. Just like the isser of eating the blood of the non-kosher animals, so too the isser of Eiver Min Hachai. For Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan say, no, interpret the connection a different way. Lo sochal ha-nefesh im ha-basar, ela basar luchudei. Don't eat the nefesh with the basar, only eat the basar, not the nefesh with the basar. That's how we darshan in this second half of this pasuk. Don't eat the nefesh with the basar, just eat the basar. So obviously talking about something that the basar can be eaten. Kol she b'saro mutar ata mitzuva alei varav. any animal that you are allowed to eat its basar, that's the type of animal that you are mitzuvah not to eat the evarim from it min achai. V'choshein basar mutar, iyat the mitzuvah al evarav. That's the different way of darshaning. First way, Rabbi Yudan Rabbi Lazar darshan from the smichas apsukim, from a hekish. And the second opinion, no, darshan it from within the second pasuk. L'osoch al evashem basar means the basar is mutar, so it must be talking about a case where it's a kosher animal. For Rabbi Yehuda, so what is this doing here? Because of the following question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Lamali Krah, what do you need a special pasuk for to tell me that Eber Menachai applies to non-kosher animals? We already know it from a similar drasha to what we said at the end of yesterday's daf. Lacey Isser Eiver, Lecha Isser Tuma, Shkeni Sura Noeg Bebrei Noach. What did Rabbi Yehuda say at the end of yesterday's daf? Why is it? And how is it that you would say Isser Chal Isser in the case of Gid Hanashe, a non-kosher animals? Because Gid Hanashe is more Chamur, because Asr Bebnei Noach is a Chamur Isser. So too, why don't we say that here? Right? The Isser of Eber Menachai is Chamur, because it's also Asr Bebnei Noach. So he doesn't need a special pasuk to teach me that it's going to apply to non-kosher animals. The answer is the Gemara in Hachinami. That is true. V'chi Itzra Kra L'Rebbe Lazar. You're right. We need the pasuk for Rebbe Lazar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we would not really need the pasuk. Rabbi Lazar holds Einis or Chal Lisser in that case. So that's why for him we need the pasuk. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do not need the pasuk for that. As we have quoted, I think we even quoted it last week, but again, it's something to review over and over again, as many sources are. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Tes Zayin. The Sefer HaChinuch on the Mitzvah of Lo Tesaveh discusses the Isser of not desiring other people's money, other people's property. We should desire what other Jews want. Because being koveya, our thought about wanting something else, yesiba la'asos tachbula la'kachas osamimenu, will be the first step in getting it. This is an example of a siyag daraisa. Torah says, don't desire it because you might come to steal it. That's what the chinuch says. Put this on the list with all the other siyag daraisas. And then he goes into how can the Torah command about something in the heart. Famous question of the Eben Ezra in Parshas Yisro. But then, at the end, he says what we're interested in now. This business applies always to men and women. Gam kol b'nei ha'olam mechuyavin ba. The entire world, even non-Jews, are included in the Isra of Lo Tesaveh. Lefi shehi anaf l'mitzvahs gazel. Because it's connected to gazel. And it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs that the whole world is created, or what it is commanded in. My son, with the Sefer Chinuch wrote his Sefer 4, don't make a mistake in this Cheshbon Shal Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nei Noach, Hayadua, that you know seven, Muskar B'Talmud, you know it's the seven. It's the big three in Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Eber Menachai, Berachos Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim, and the big three. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch to his son, I know you learned that in school, and I know you know the Sheva Mitzvahs. Lo Tesav is not one of them. Don't make that mistake. Ki be'emes she'osan sheva hein ke'ein klalus, avol yesh bahen pratim harbe. Those are seven categories, but there's a lot of details within those seven. K'mo sha'ata motzei, she'isr ha'arayos, nechshav lahem dera klal, mitzvah achas, v'yesh ba'pratim, just like Arayos. Arayis counts as one, but there are many pratim. Kegon, Isser Eim, the Isser Achos Min Ha'Eim, the Isser Eishas Ish, the Eishas Av, the Zachor, Ubehema. All these are usher to a non-Jew also. They're right, living with his mother or his aunt, or married another married woman, or his father's wife, or with Mishkav Zachar, or Bestiality, Behema. That's all usher. So that's all one. V'chenin Yinevot Azara, Kulo Nechshav Lahem Mitzvah Achas, V'yesh Ba'kama V'kama Pratim. So there's a lot included in Avodah Zarah, there's a lot included in Gezel. And therefore, says the Sefer HaChinuch, don't think that there's only seven, this one is included in non-Jews as well. So why is there a difference between Jew and non-Jew? Why is it that by a non-Jew, all these mitzvahs are called one? Gezel, while by Jew they're called many. Aval b'Yisrael ein ha'inyan kein. Sheratza hamakom lizakosam. V'hir b'lehem mitzvah yoteh behem. That's the pshat of the Mishnah. L'fichach hirba leim Torah mitzvahs. Because he made all of these separate mitzvahs to give us more schar. V'gam ba'osam shidit stavinu anachnu, li'os sivuyenu aleyen b'mitzvahs asei, v'lavin nifradim. V'kol zeh z'chus v'tova l'navshenu. It's a tova for us. Because they quote another Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Shekala osa mitzvah achas, kone lo praklet echad. Whenever someone does a mitzvah, they are kone a praklet, a sanegar. It's a defense attorney in Shemayim. If you're over all that, and if somebody violates just one of them, right, they get a kategor. So therefore, says the Chinuch, that is why this mitzvah should be known as one of the ones that are mechuya by all people, right? Lo sasave, because it's an anaf to the mitzvah of Gezel. Beautiful.
Why can't this limud be a binyan of the yesh of the Isser Chalal Isser?
Why don't you take this limud to say yesh Isser Chalal Isser, according to Rebbe Lazar? According to Rebbe Lazar, why wouldn't you say yesh Isser Chalal Isser here, based on, whatever the Gemara doesn't ask, it's probably another one out there, we would say shnik suvin abon kechari malamdin, so that would say, would be the probable answer that most of the time Rishonim give. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Tani Nami Hachi, I also learned in a Braisa, similar discussion. Evermanachai applies even to non-kosher animals, but also, this opinion adds, Behema, Chaya, and Oaf. Evermanachai applies to all of them. Shneamar, Rach, Chazak, Levolti, Achol Adam. Kosh Adam, Mesuval, Damo, Adam, Mesuval, Evarev. Same limud. Anytime that you're asked to eat the blood, you're asked to eat the evarim. V'chosh yeta mitzuv al damo, yeta mitzuv al evarav. And if you're not mitzuv on the blood, you're not mitzuv on the evarav. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Ooh, so it's only Rebbe Eliezer. That's what we just said. Only Rebbe Eliezer requires this makar. V'chachamim omrim, eina noig ela b'tohorim. No, only kosher animals. Shnei amar, lo sochal ha-nefesh im ha-basar, ela basar l'chudeh. Right? And if you can't eat the blood with, oh, but you can't eat the basar. Kol she basar mutar, atam mitzuv al evarav. Anytime that you are mutar in the meat, in the flesh, you can eat, you are also mitzuveh. Not allowed to eat the limbs. V'chol she'im basar mutar, atam mitzuv al evarav. That's the first two opinions. Before we get to the next opinion of Rabbi Meir, you know, let's just say it. Rabbi Meir, Omer, in noig el behematar abavad. Period. Rabbi Meir says, it's only noig by behema tahora. Based on a pasuk that we'll see in a second, not just chaya, not oaf, only by a behema. So Eiver Menachai does not apply, according to some shitas, to chayas and ofos, and maybe doesn't apply to non-kosher animals. What about fish? Since this we discussed weeks ago, it came up here in Maseches Chulin, the Rambam. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shchita. The Rambam says, Mitzvah zaseh she yishchod mi she yirtza lecho basar behema chaya ve'of. The mitzvah zaseh for anybody who wants to shecht, who wants to eat, to shecht the flesh of a behema, a chaya, or a bird. Interestingly, a shechita sof ben haTorah, v'yachar kach yochal, and then eat, shenemar v'zavachti v'karcho mitzoncha, v'chulu halamata shechaya kebehema le'inyin shechita, u'ba'ofu omer she yatsut seit chaya, good. The hilcha shchita bekulan achasi. The hilcha shchita bekulan by all of them is one mitzvah. Lefichach, and therefore, if you shecht, you have to make a bracha, and then you do the act of shchita. The important line for us now is fish, dagim v'chagavim einam tzrichim shchita. Fish and grasshoppers do not require shchita. Ela asifasan hi hamateras osan. We picked up, or Soloveitchik picked up on this Rambam. The Rambam doesn't just say fish and grasshoppers don't eat shchita, so eat it. He says there's a different matir. Asifasan hi hamateras osan. Hare yomer, because the pasuk says hatsonu in Bamidbar hatsonu vakar yishachet lahem umatzalahem. It was called the gayam yasev lev. Am I going to find all the fish and the meat to give them here in the desert? But you see in the pasuk we compare yishachet lahem by tzon and bakar to yeyasef lahem by digei hayam. So says the Rambam, asifas dogim kishchitas bakar v'tzon ubachagavim nemar osef achasil lefichach imesu me'alein b'toch hamayim mutarin. Therefore, if they die in the water, this is against Rav Sadia Gaon Shita. Rav Sadia Gaon says they have to be gathered alive. But the Rambam says if they die in the water, they're still kosher. You can take them and eat them mutar. And then the Rambam adds, "Umutar la'achlan chayim." You could eat them alive. Sounds like chayim, because there's no halacha of shechita. So that's what all the Rosh Hashanah point down on the Rambam. Let you eat it alive? Why? What about Eivir Menachai? The answer is there is no Eivir Menachai by fish. What about the other? Is there Baal Teshaksu? So that's a problem that Rosh Hashanah I'm trying to figure out. Why isn't there any case of Baal Teshaksu here? It's something disgusting that most people find disgusting. But that is what the Kesef Mishnah says here. The Davka Hecha Dam Rachmana, the Leif Chiyusa B'Shchitahu, only where the Torah says that you have to remove its life with Shchita, do we say that if you didn't take its life out with Shchita, then it is an Avela, and there is an Isra of Eivir Menachai. But anything that does not have the Isra of Shchita, does not have the Isra of Eivir Menachai, it does not have the Isra of Nevela. Right, that is the Kesef Mishnah right here at the beginning of Hilchos Shechita. If you look in the Ramah as well in Siman Yud Gimel, when we talk about Hilchos Shechita, the Ramah says right here, the Shulchan Aruch says, Behemah v'chai v'of, tu'un in Shechita, dogim v'chagavim ein tu'un in Shechita. Ramah, umutur la'ochlan mesim. The Ramah changes that. You're allowed to eat it mesim. O lachtoch mehem eiver u la'ochlo. Or you can even cut off a limb and eat it. Because of those Nosekim discussions, it's about the Shaksu issue. Eivir Menachai is not a problem. The Ramah says Beferish, you could cut off a limb of a, right, take a piece of fish and eat it while the fish is still alive, if one could come up with that Hechi Timsi. But that is the Ramah who modifies that Shita of the Rambam. Okay, getting back to our discussion here. So we have three Deyas in the Brisa. What exactly Eivir Menachai applies to? Does it apply to all animals, kosher, non-kosher, behemoth, chayes, and ofos? That is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, and maybe even Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim say it only applies to kosher animals. Rabbi Meir is the most limited. It only applies to a behemoth tahora. So, Simin, Shmuel, Shila, Simi. That's just a simin about, we're going to have a couple of different suggestions about who made the following statement. So, we're not there yet. We're getting there. Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amar Rav Chizda, V'Itamer Rav Yosef. V'Amrila, and some say, Amar Rabba Bar Shela, Amar Rav Chizda, V'Itamer Rav Yosef. V'Amrila, and some say, Rabba Bar Simi, Amar Rav Chizda, V'Itamer Rav Yosef. So one of this line of Misora said, my time at Rabbi Meir, Amar Krav is Avakta mi Bekarcho Mitzoncha. That's the source for Rabbi Meir. Yushef, this pasuk is also next to the pasuk that we quoted above of the Isra of Eivir Menachai, and it says Bakar Vatzon. So that's how we learn from there that it only applies to Behema Tahora. Fine. Amar of Gidol Marav Machlokes B'Yisrael. This whole Machlokes is only by Jews, kosher, non-kosher Behema. Avo beben Noach Divrei Hakol Muzer Al Hatamein Kitahorin. When it comes to Bnei Noach, non-Jews, everybody agrees there's no difference between kosher and non-kosher animals. That is it applies even to non-kosher animals, even according to the Chachamim. That is what the Gemara says. Rashi says, the kolta karina be basar l'chud yachol. Because what about the opinion says, oh, you have to eat the basar. So they do eat the basar. According to the one, it says that the other ones, they have to eat the Isra of eating the blood, right? So all of them apply to non-Jews, and therefore, non-Jews are usher even b'tmein, right? This is an example, if you think about it, of something that's usher to non-Jews and mutter to Jews. Even though usually we say, you never find such a thing, right? Shalom yomru, banu mikdusha kala, l'kdusha, banu mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kala. That is why, for example, relatives of a non-Jew after a non-Jew converts are still usher b'drabanan. But here, you find examples once in a while that there is an isser to a ben noach, which is not usher to a Jew, right? That's divrei hakol, musar al tamei kitahorim, right? We find another example earlier, I have another example. You know what? Let's just read the, I'm going to do it here. We have another example earlier in Daf Lamed Gimel. If you remember, what happens if an animal was shechted and it's still flailing around? It's Mifar Keses. And then you take an Eivir Menachai off of that Mifar Keses before the animal dies. Well, halachically, physically. So the Gemara there said, for a Jew that's not an Eivir Menachai. Because a Jew has the heter of Shechita. And what Shechita is done, it's considered halachically shachan, even if it's still mefarkeses. Mashiachin, a non-Jew, who doesn't have the concept of Shechita, it's only when actual physical death kicks in, and therefore, that would be Eber ben Achai for a non-Jew. So that's another example. Why is that important? And the Rambam paskins like that. The Rambam paskins like that case of Mifar Kesses and Argamar. The Rambam says where? In Hilchas Malachim. That's where all the halachas of Ben Noach are for the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol Sha'asur Al Yisrael Mishum Eber ben Achai Asur Al B'nei Noach. Anything that's Asur Eber ben Achai for a Jew is Asur for a Ben Noach. V'yesh Sh'B'nei Noach Hayav and Alav Yisrael. But there are some things that a Ben Noach would be Chayav in and not a Jew. Sh'B'nei Noach Echad Beheima Chaya Bein Tahora Bein Temeya Chayav and Alav Mishum Eber ben Achai U'Mishum Basur ben Achai B'nei Noach Argamara Eber ben Achai even of non-kosher animals. V'Eber U'Basur HaParshim Minav Mifar Keses. The other Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel, Ava Bisha Shachad Ba Yisrael Shnei Simanim, Hariza Asul, B'nei Noach, Mishum Eber Menachai. They're all impossible like both Gemaras. Why is this important? Why is this important? Unbelievable Shita. If you never heard it, you heard it here first. Says the Chasam Sofer in Yaredeya Simen Yutes. I'll read it to you. It's quoted in the Pisachei Tshuva, in Simen Samach Beis, in the first Pisachei Tshuva, in Hilchas Eber Menachai, Simen Samach Beis, the Pisachei Tshuva quotes, Ayein Shuvas Chasam Sofer Simen Yutesh, his Ower B'Davar Chadash. Right, Davar Chadash. Why? Tosfos in Maseches Chulin, we had earlier, Daf Samach Dalid. Tosfos says that, why is it that we are allowed to eat eggs? Why aren't eggs Basar Menachai? Why aren't eggs Basar Menachai? So it's a special pasuk. We have a special pasuk telling us that basar menachai is that eggs are mutter. Im kein lechora says the Chasam Sofer that pasuk only applies to Jews, and therefore eggs should be aser to bnei Noach. Im kein lechora yish leser beitzim lebnei Noach bizman hashas gabi Yisrael goliat Torah v'lo leben Noach kimo Mifar Kesses, the Shari Li Yisrael Lola Ben Noach, the Sfir Lila Haramban, the Raman quotes that Gemara, the Fila Beima Tahora, the Ksheir Li Yisrael Asur Mifar Kesses Lola Ben Noach, the Lesle Mi Kamidi. That's what he says. Egg should be Asur. Aye, what difference does it make for us? Okay, they're not going to listen. They don't reach Sam Sofers. But they know if they'll reach Sam Sofers. No, the issue is our giving it to them. The Kasav Al Pizet, Tamiya, Eich Hayu Regilim is Manashas, Limkar Beisim Lenachri. The Hativihitira, Mifurash, Bashasu Poskim. And the Poskim, the Chasam Sofer acknowledges that everybody says it's mutter. But he says, I don't understand. Isn't it Lifne Iver? That's his Shaila. That's his Shaila. And then he continues at the end. Are they cooked? Are they not cooked? Either way, he says, Tzarech Iyun. He ends off with the Tzarech Iyun. That's Chasam Sofer, Yaredeya Simen Yutes. Quoted here in the Pisachei Tshuva, the beginning of Simen Samach Beis in Yaredeya. So most Achronim, everyone else, says it's not a problem. Maybe once the Limud is Megala for Jews, that shows it's not Eber Menachai, meaning you cannot compare eggs to Mefarkeses. Maybe eggs needed a Limud, but then the Limud is a Megala on all, Mashaike when it comes to Mefarkeses. But that is the Ha'ara of the Chasam Sofer. Unbelievable Shita. Eggs should be usher to the rest of the world. Only Jews should be able to eat eggs, not non-Jews. That's what he says. We'll get back to this Chasam Sofer in a minute. Let us continue though in the Gemara for another few lines. Amar of Gidel Amarav. This is what we just said. Machlokes b'Yisrael b'nei Noach de Yaakov Muzer al Tamei Ketahorin. Tani Nami Hachi. Also have a Braisa. Eber Menachai Ben Noach Muzer Olav al Hatameim Ketahorin. For Yisrael Einu Muzer El Al Torah Belvad. That's the Beferish. Ika da Amre, what does Tahorin mean for Yisrael? Ika da Amre, Tahora of Rabbi Meir. Maybe it means only Behemoth Tahora, like Rabbi Meir. Ika da Amre, Tahorim Kurav Rabbanan. Or maybe it means all Tahorim, like the Rabbanan. Is one allowed to give Eber Menachai from a non-kosher animal to a Ben Noach? Is one allowed to do that? So Lachora, it's Lefnever. Eber Menachai to a non-kosher animal. Even if we all like the Rabbanan, let's say, only by kosher animals, but non-kosher animals, Eber Menachai is Asur. So it's Machlokas. Machlokas, the Bach says it's Mutter, Simen Samach Beis, and the Shach seems to say it's Asur. So what's the Svar Laheter? So this relates to our Sugi of Lifne Iver, the Sefer Emuna Shmuel, and others that we discussed in our Lifne Iver Shir. This was one of our first Daf B'Iyun Shiurim last summer, not this past summer, but two summers ago, where the Emunah Shmuel and others say maybe there's only Lifnei Iver by a by an Aveira that the Mishaleah, the Machshil, is also Mitzuva in. If the Machshil is not Mitzuva in it, then there's no Lifnei Iver. So that's the suggestion. The problem is that the Pashtus, it seems wrong. Pashtus, it seems, even if you have Mitzuva, why? What are the examples of Lifnei Iver? In the beginning of the second Avodah Zarah, giving a Nazir a cup of wine. Doesn't sound like it's a Nazir giving a Nazir a cup of wine. Oh, maybe because you can become a Nazir, so the Isra is Shaykh to you? Or Avram, or giving something to a Ben Noach. So that's the other one. Avram Achai, that's also to a Jew. But the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah, on Daf Yud, seems to say, if a Yisrael, on behalf of a Kohen, marries a Grusha. Also, Yisrael is not Mitzuvah in the Isra of Grusha. So again, that's a big sugya in Lifnei Iver. But either way, that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here. Is a Jew allowed to give an Avram Ben Achai of a non-kosher animal to a Ben Noach, or not? You might say that even if it's a Jew is not allowed to eat not kosher either, so he is mitzufa, not b'toras hever ben achai, but b'toras non kosher. So again, that also might say why it should be usher anyway. But this is the issue of giving hever ben achai from a non kosher animal. So some of the achronim say though that if you say this svara of if it's not usher to the machshil, it's mutter. Maybe that's the reason that the chsam sofer, I guess the chsam sofer, because Jews are allowed to eat eggs. So maybe that's why there's no lifnei iver giving eggs to the non-Jews, because Jews are allowed to eat eggs. And if you hold like that shita, that there's no lifnei iver, if the machshil is not mitzuveh, so then that would answer the chsam sofer's taina as well. Again, this relates to the larger sugi of lifnei iver, as we've discussed in the past. How do you look at lifnei iver? Do you look at it as an iser klali, iser prati? Is it all lifnei ivers are the same? Or is it that, meaning, every time I do a lifnei iver, I have 20 different aveiras, I get the same aveira in Shemayim? Or no, it's prati. Every time I do lift the Iver of an Aveira, I get a little shemes of that Aveira. In Shemayim, there is a Lifnei Iver, there is no Lifnei Iver separate scorecard, right? There's a Lifnei Iver section on every Aveira in the Torah, right? That's a Nafkamina being, what about Lifnei Iver of the big three Aveiras? That's our favorite one. Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban, Mesechta Sanhedrin. Do you have to give your life? If Reuven, somebody comes over to Reuven and says, Reuven, convince Shimon to kill Levi or I'm going to kill you. So is that lifnei iver? Machlokas Balamar and the Rabban. So again, that's the most graphic nafkamina of klali versus prati. Is that the big three or is that not the big three? But it comes up
from a guy to a guy.
He is not mitzuveh in lifnei. He's mitzuveh in your heart. Ah, okay, that's an interesting one. From a guy to a guy. So if you say it's prati, you might say even if it's prati, they're not mitzuveh in the lifnei iver, that part of the scorecard. But you're right. If you see a machlokas about Ben Noach to a Ben Noach, lifnei iver, so then you would say that. Right? You might not ever come onto that according to the Rambam. I'm thinking now, why? Because the Rambam says the mitzvah of dinim is to make sure that the other six mitzvahs are taken care of. Mm-hmm. Set up a court system for the other six. So every time it's lifnei iver, you're really violating dinim. It's not lifnei iver. You're violating the ikar mitzvah of dinim. So you might not have enough gemina. According to the Ramban in Vayishlach, who says that dinim means setting up a general court system, so not specifically for the Aviris, maybe you could come, that could be a nafkamina. Okay. We also mentioned the nafkamina of what if it's never, the person's never machshil, I try, but I don't succeed. Is that an Isra of Lifnei Iver? Also might relate to the issues of Klali Prati, or what if I machshil somebody, then Minchas Chinuch Safek, if I machshil somebody in an Isra Drabanan, is that Lifnei Iver Daraisa? The Minchas Chinuch says, it's for sure the other type of lifnei iver, giving bad advice. So that's true. Sadly, at least giving bad advice. What about in the aveira side of the lifnei iver? Meaning in the convincing somebody to do an aveira, is that lifnei iver d'araisa or not? So that also is a question of the minchas chinuch. Okay, big discussion. And we are going to leave it. We're going to leave it right now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So that chasam sofer, though, is the collector's item, chasam sofer, to take home from today's shir. Let's go. Amar Rav Shizvi, Afanana Mitanina. Shizvi, we also learned in the following Mishnah in Mesechas Taharas. Remember, the beginning of Mesechas Taharas talks all about nevelos of tahar. A kosher bird's nevela is mitame in the unique way of Beis Abliya, as one eats it. So, Achal Aver Min HaChai Mimena. If somebody eats Aver Min HaChai from a Nevelas Of Tameh, Rashi says we're talking about, right? A non-kosher, a treif bird died. and I eat a Eber Menachai from that, Eino Sofig Rabam. Right, I don't get. I'm sorry. So it's alive. So Eber Menachai and Of Tame. It wasn't dead. Right. Oh, just an Of Tame. If I eat an Eber Menachai from a non kosher bird, I don't get Malkus. This is like the Shita of the Rabbanan. It only applies to kosher, right? Kosher animals and the Ein Shchita Metaharasa. And then the Mishnah adds on a line, and Shchita doesn't help you out. So, but my, who are we talking about in that last line? Elim of Yisrael. Are we talking about Jews that Shchita doesn't help you out? Pshita de Shchita Metaharasa. It's non-kosher. So, of course, Shchita is not going to make it kosher. Shchita is not going to be Metar. Metar here means to make it kosher. Why? Because it's not Nevela. There is no Tumas Nevela here anyway. Right? We're talking about, right? Only Nevelas of Tar is Nevela. So we're talking about making him what did he eat? So if we're talking about a Jew, obviously doesn't make sense. El Olah v'Bnei Noach. So we must be talking about in the Mishnah a Ben Noach that Shechita doesn't help it for the Isser of Eber Menachai. Michlal the Usser. But you see from there that it's Usser, even though we're talking about a non kosher animal. You see the first line of that Mishnah says it's Achal Eber Menachai. But you see Shechita is not Metar. The second line of that Mishnah has to be referred to Ben Noach, and you see. It's usser. It's usser for the Ben Noach, the Eber Menachai, from a non-kosher animal. Period. So that's the raya. Rav Mani Bar Patish, Rabbi Resha, Seifu Mishani. Rav Mani did the same thing, but he answered as a question and answer. Resha be Yisrael, the Seifu be Ben Noach. He said, how do you put the two lines together? It must be the first line talking about a Jew, right? And a Jew teaching me you don't get Malkus for that, because the sheets are the Rabbanan. And the second line is about a Ben Noach, that it is not going to make a difference whether Shechita was done or not. Period. Amarav, we continue, or Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Eber Menachai, Sarek Kizayis. Eber Menachai requires a Kizayis. What's the Havamina otherwise? So Rashi says, there's two psukkah to teach it to me, so maybe I would have darshan one to teach me even not a Kizayis. Okay, Tosis earlier, Tzadik Vav says, Birya. Birya, so maybe I would have thought, since it's a Birya, one does not need kizayis, but Rav argues. Rav says Eber Menachai requires kizayis. By taima, achila ksiva be, because he uses the lashon of achila, and therefore one needs a kizayis. Masav Rav Amram, achal Eber Menachai mi mena einu soviges harabam. The line that we just quoted, the Mishnah: if you eat Eber Menachai from it, you don't get malchus. Vein shchita mitarasa, and shchita doesn't work. So v'isalka daitach bina kizayis. If you say you need kizayis, so then this Mishnah has to be talking about a kizayis. The reason that you're putter in the first line is because it's a non-kosher animal. If you didn't eat a kizayis, then it doesn't even get off the ground. So it must be talking about when you ate a kizayis. So if you ate a kizayis from the non-kosher bird, so you don't get malchus for Eber Menachai, but typically the kachal kizayis, but you ate kizayis of non-kosher bird. Forget Eber Menachai. So why do you get malchus for non-kosher? So answers the Gemara, no. Kedavar of Nachman, we must be talking about a case, like Rav Nachman says elsewhere, Bimashahu Basar Gidamatsamos. We talk about a case where you ate a mixture of flesh, sinews, and bones. So sinews and bones aren't mitztarif to a maisa achila of a kizayis. So Hanami Bimashu Basar Gidamatsamos. We're talking about here where you didn't eat enough. You ate a kizayis, but not enough of a kizayis for an achila to make you chayef for a non-kosher. Fine. Tashma, let's try again to try to prove or disprove Rav. Rav who says Eber Menachai requires kizayis. Tashma de Amar Rav. Rav himself says, Achal tzipar tahara bechayeha bekalshu. If somebody eats a live kosher bird, bekalshu, any amount. That's the raya against Rav already. Again, why it's Eber Menachai. Let's finish though. Bimisasa, in its death, bekizayis, because that's a nevela. Nevela requires kizayis. Temeya bein chayeh bein mizasa b'kolshu. A non-kosher bird, even while it is dead b'kolshu. Why? Because that's a birya. That's a birya, even if it's a tiny bird. By a kosher bird, it's not a birya. Why? Because remember we said one of the definitions of birya is usher from its inception, from its creation. By a kosher bird, it's not usher. By a non-kosher bird, it's usher always. So that's why by a non-kosher bird, Rashi explains, fourth line, birya he votes rechashir. But what do you see? The question is for the first line. It says, if you eat a kosher bird in its life, b'kalshu. Yes, the Gemara, this is where Rav Nachman said a shita. Hachanami b'mashu basa gidim atzamos. This is a case where you didn't eat enough of the amount in order for it to be usher. Tashma, let's try again from the Tosefta. Natal tzipor she'ein bo kizayis v'achalo. What if you ate an entire bird? He ate an entire bird, tzipar, that does not have a kazayas. Rashi v'hi tahora, a kosher bird. V'achlan ye'edit. Rebbe poter, v'rablazer Reb Shimon mechayiv. Rebbe says poter, because that's not Aver mechayiv, that's a whole bird. Reblazer Reb Shimon is mechayiv. Amar Reblazer Reb Shimon, kavachomer. Reblazer Reb Shimon said it's a kavachomer. Al Aver mimenachayiv. Akul lo kol shekein. If you're chayiv for a limb from this animal, surely if you eat the whole animal. How would Rebbe argue with that? We'll see in a second. Chanka v'achla, but at first you killed it and then ate it. Now it's an avela. So divriyakol b'kazayis, then you would need a kazayis. So the Gemara says, ad kan lo pligi the machlokas between the Rebbe and Rebbe Reb Shimon. If you eat the whole live bird, kosher bird, elo demar savar b'chayele varma medes, the machlokas is whether you consider this. Can you make the kavachomer from aver? Once you can make the kavachomer from aver, you wouldn't need the shear. But the machlokas is, can you make the kavachomer? So one holds bechayeh halev armamedes. An animal can be looked at already when it is alive as limbs leivar momedes and umar sover bechayeh halav leivar momedes. And Rebbe says no, you can't look at it. So don't make the jump from a whole bird to limbs to and it's kosher. So maybe you violate the isra of ena zvucha. You could say that. But the Isser of Eber Benachai not. So the Kulei Alma Mielo being Kazayis. But Rebbe doesn't argue on that, doesn't say it the favors that he argues on that element of it. So Amar Rav Nachman, B'mashu Basak Yidam Atzamos. Yeah, we're talking about a case where you didn't eat enough. 1 second. The Gemara says you ate the whole bird. Umika midi de bekule lesbe kizayis basar. Ubechad Eber isbe is kizayis b'mashu basar gidam atzamos. Do you ever have such a case? Such a bird that's not symmetrical. They eat the whole thing, you don't have a kazayas basar, but you can eat one limb and a little meat with such big bones and sinews? So Mashravya in, but Kalanisa. You do have it, like the Kalanisa bird. The Kalanisa bird is a type of bird that also is not Rashi says it's Of Kahush Ma'od. Basically you need a bird that is very a lot bones and sinews, but very little flesh. Very kachush, very weak. Lean is the word I was looking for. Okay, Ema Seifa. 1 second. We're saying this Tosefta is talking about the Kalanisa bird, but look at the next line that we just quoted. Chan kavachla direk al b'kazayis. Everybody agrees that if you killed it first, that it's a kazayis. Va Kalanisa of tamihu. But of Kalanisa is a non-kosher bird. V'yama raf tameya b'machaya b'mishas b'mashu. If it's a non-kosher bird, it's always a mashahu. So why does it say kazayis? If we're talking about a kalanisa bird, the next line of the Tosefta doesn't fit in. So ella kein kalanisa. You're right. We're not talking about the kalanisa bird. We're talking about a similar bird like the kalanisa, a kosher bird that's similar to the kalanisa. It's very lean. That's what the Gemara we must be talking about, without giving a name specifically to the type, the bird that we're talking about. Okay, good. Amar Rava.
But the mashahu, you be chayav.
B'mashu yirchayev by Temeya, because of Siberia. Amar Rava. So Rava says now, Im Timsal Omer Sava Rebbe Machshava Zochel and Shema Machshava. We're about to think and to describe whether Machshava makes a difference. Machshava for sure makes a difference by Tum and Tara. That we've seen a lot, Mishnayos, right? If you think about Gemar Malacha for a certain item, that's going to allow it to be Makabel Tumah for now on. But now the question is, does that apply to Isser V'Heter as well? So, Im Tipsal Omar Sava Rebbe, Machshava Zochel Shema Machshava, if we say that Rebbe holds, if we find that Rebbe holds elsewhere, that thinking about an Ochel could give it the status of an Ochel, so then, Chishev La'ochla Ever Ever, V'achla kula chayis. Then Rebbe also would agree that this bird, which he said you're putter for, if you eat the whole bird, if he thought of it, he's going to eat it limb by limb, and then he ate the whole thing, you would be chayiv. Because then you could already say, even according to Rebbe, omedes le'ivarim. Amar le abaya, umika mididi lo'achale acher, lo machayiv, achale hai machayiv. You ever have such a case? We have two people, one person eats it, he's chayiv, one person not, two Jews? I'm like, yes. Zelofi machshavasov, zelofi machshavasov. Yeah, that's the halacha. You would go by each person's machshava. V'yama Rava, Rava says the same parallel idea by the other shita. Im timsa lo marsava rablazer k'reb shit bar reb shimin. Machshavas ochlit shva machshava. If rablazer reb shimin holds that, and he was one that said yerchayiv before, so chishiv v'ochla mesa. What if he thinks, I'm not going to eat this limb by limb. I'm going to eat this after it dies. V'ochla chayiv pater. Then it'll be the opposite. You'd be pater, because he precludes the Ivarim state. Amalei Abayo, Mika Mida Dilo Achlay Akarch Mechayev. Machlei Hai Potter, do you ever have such a case? Amalei, yeah, Zelofi Machshavaso, Vizelofi Machshavaso. Yeah, it can happen that it depends on Machshava, period. Let's start the next Brisa, and then we will continue tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tomorrow's regular time, by the way. Back to regular time, tomorrow morning, Erev Yom Kippur. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Socha Al Nefesh HaBasar, one of the sources for all the Isurim that we're talking about. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Socha Al Nefesh HaBasar, Ze Eiver Menachai. That's Eiver Menachai. Ubasar Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu, Ze Basar Menachai, Ubasar Menatrefa. That second pasuk teaches me, Basar Menachai and Trefa. Fine. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Lo Socha Al Nefesh HaBasar, Ze Eiver Menachai, Ubasar Menachai. You learn both of them from the first pasuk. Ubasar Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu, Ze Basar Menatrefa. So you all learn the same. The question is, what do you learn two from? What do you learn one from? Nafkamina. How many malchus you get if you do double? Achal Eiver Menachai, Ubasar Menachai, Rabbi Yochanan Lechayiv Shtayim, because you learned that from two different sukkim. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Lechayiv Alachas, Rabbi Shlakas Lechayiv Lechayiv One. Achal Basar Menachai, Ubasar Menatrefa, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Lechayiv Shtayim, Rabbi Yochanan Lechayiv Alachas. Right, because again, just do the math. Where are they learning it from? Achal Eiver Menachai, Ubasar Menatrefa, Ludevri Akol Chayiv Shtayim. Because that's for sure learned that from two different psukim. Okay, we're going to ask on this, but that is the Braisa. Tosas notes, isn't this a lav shiva klolus then if you learn it out from Morris? Tosas says no, because here there is, lav shiva klolus Tosas says is where it's totally general. And there's no even pshuto shal mikra. That's one more than the other. But here, Basar Basar the Trefa. You know, Trefa is the more mafurish. So therefore, Tosfos says that's not called the lav shiva klolus. Okay.
Right.
So you have to work it out for Tosfos. They both start with lav shiva klolus tomorrow. Just one final point I wanted to mention, and that is the Ron in Sanhedrin Nunvav asks, what are all these talking about Eiver Menachai? Didn't Adam get Eiver? And you learn that from the pasuk of Vayetzav Hashem Elokim Mikol Eitz Hagan. So the Ron and didn't Adam have an issue to eat all flesh anyway? So says the Ron, Eiver Menachai is a holdover from the original Isser. Really, everything was Asser, even Eiver Menachai. And then this pasuk is being Megala, that Eiver Menachai is still Asser from that original Isser. Even though the Basser was Mutter, Eiver Menachai is still Asser. That's the Ron. Kishahutar Basser Lebnei Noach, Nishar Isser Eiver Menachai Bimkomo, Milashon Achol Tochel. That's what he says in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav. Right, that's because Basar was always Asar. We've quoted in the past, just to finish with this, the Abu Draham Nilchus Brachas that says, why by Shahakol is that the only bracha that we don't say Borei? Borei, my name is Onos. Borei, my name, right? Borei Priya Eitz. Shahakol Nieved Varo, because Shahakol has to include meat. And meat wasn't created to eat. It was Asar originally. So that's why we can't say Borei by that... By that bracha. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir hopefully should be up, and we will continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.